Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I know this has happened to you because it's happened to every single CEO, president, or business owner. You had a conversation with a coworker, with an employee. You thought you were very specific. You gave them instructions as to exactly what needed to be done. It might have been how to present the sale, how to close the deal, how to do a specific task. And when they did it, it looked like nothing. Whatever they did had nothing to do with your conversation. They didn't follow instructions. And you were completely and totally frustrated because you thought, my goodness, how could this happen? I told them, I explained it to them. I said, this is what we need to do, and they didn't do it. Well, let's put this in reverse. Are you a CEO or a business owner that doesn't listen? You hear it, but you don't really understand exactly what people are saying. You know, it's really important not just to listen to the words, but it's important to translate and really understand what people are saying. If you're talking to an employee and you're trying to find out why something isn't done, are you really understanding? Are you really listening to them? Are you really watching their body language? Are you really understanding exactly what went wrong? Are you understanding why your communication wasn't the best? Are you teaching them how to communicate? Are you teaching them how to listen and hear what's said? Not just hear the words, but hear the meaning. That's what happens many, many times in a business conversation. The meaning of the conversation just isn't heard. The words are listened to, but because people are so busy today, because there are so many things going on, because there's so much disruption, the message isn't delivered. It could be the same thing with our sales department. Our sales department's talking to potential clients. They're pitching them. They're selling them. But are they getting people to listen? Do they have people's attention? It's important when you are talking to someone to put everything else aside, anything that would distract you, your email, your telephone, what happened 10 minutes ago, and really hear what they say. Show them that you're interested in the conversation. Show them that you're there to not only be the boss, but you're there to help them with their project, with whatever they're working on, whatever their concerns are. Listening is one thing, hearing is another. If you become the CEO that hears what people says, you will retain your employee. You will keep employees much longer. You will have a happier staff. You will get more done. You'll have a more profitable company. And you'll have a less stressful company at the same time. So always think about this when you're talking to someone. I hear your words. I'm listening to you. But I have to hear your meaning. This is Howard Lewinter. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.